You in part by Pieces of Eight, specializing in unique accessories and fine gifts for all occasions. Pieces of Eight is located at 902 Coolidge in Lafayette's Oil Center, family owned and operated since 1971.
Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Breaux, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off with music from Robert Cray. He appeared on the scene big time in the mid-1980s, brought sort of a fresh feeling to a lot of blues, modernization in a sense, overcoming a lot of boundaries of sort of traditional blues and blues during that era, too. Here is Robert Cray from his Grammy Award-winning album, A Strong Persuader, from 1986.
Thank you. down so low that you can't deny. So tend to your business and I'll go tend to mine. It ain't right. It's the blind leading the blind. You got bad intention, not the right thing on your mind. Down so low that I couldn't see the way you steal my heart and try to feed it back to me. It ain't right, baby. Gonna leave your world behind. You got bad intentions, not the right thing on your
Bad Intentions. That was Tony Lynn Washington from a disc called Blues at Midnight that came out on Tone Cool Records back in 1995. Tony Lynn, originally from North Carolina, where growing up she'd sing in school and church choirs. Her family moved to Boston, and she started her professional career there, ended up marrying a military man, and was all over the place given his assignments. So she sort of became a peregrine blues woman, singing in venues in New Orleans, later Pensacola, Hollywood, and then finally she moved back to Boston. Tony Lynn Washington. She was preceded here on the Blues Box by Robert Cray. We heard Robert Cray doing Nothing But a Woman from his 1986 Grammy Award-winning album, Strong Persuader. And Robert Cray won his first Grammy the year before that for his participation in the album Showdown with two big Texas blues hitters, Albert Collins and Johnny Copeland. Here's Albert Collins, the late Albert Collins, with a rendition of an old Oscar Brown Jr. tune called But I Was Cool.
By the golden rule, whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel and never show folks how you honestly feel. I lived all my life this way. For example, yesterday I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, so long, Sappy, I have gone away. And I threw myself down across our empty bed. And this is what I said. Oh, shit! Oh, 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 boy, that is on the side. What
but I was cool. So I won for the roadie at an all-night bar. I wound up so loaded, I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence there, I said, ow! Please! Ow! Please! I don't know why. What's wrong? I don't understand. Ow! But I was cool. She's the only one that I have to pay. And I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right past that woman's head. And I killed my hound dog dead. As they carried me away, I was overheard to say,
from 1981, that was the late Johnny Copeland on guitar and vocals, also from a compilation disc called Honky Tonkin'. Everybody Wants a Piece of Me. Johnny Copeland, originally from Texas, he and Albert Collins started playing together back in the 1950s. And we heard Albert Collins just before hearing Johnny Copeland. We heard Albert Collins also from a compilation album. The late Albert Collins did, again, a rendition of But I Was Cool. And both these guys, along with Robert Cray, were on the Alligator Records release of 1985. Showdown was the name of that album, and it won them all Grammys. We're going to turn next to the Holmes Brothers from Christchurch, Virginia. For 35 years, they made great music, blues, R&B, gospel-inflected soul, you name it. And unfortunately, in 2015, two of the trio passed away, but they left a nice legacy of music. We're going to turn to a disc they had out on Alligator Records back in 2010 from the disc Feed My Soul. Here are the Holmes Brothers with Put My Foot Down.
Went down to the bar, trying to make last call. I peeked over in the corner, you were having a ball. My friend said to me, as we walked to his truck, you got to put your foot down so you can hold your head up. My friend said to me, there's something you ought to know. While you were walking in, Joe was walking out the back door. No time for you to pass the buck. You got to put your foot down so you can hold your head up. I got to put my foot down, hold my head up. I'm tired of drinking from this bittersweet cup. You said you were searching for your identity, but girl, you were scamming in actuality. My mind, it's gonna be different this time. Take what's yours, I'll take what's mine. Finally decided I'm gonna change my own luck. I got to put my foot down so I can hold my head up.
From a creek, spit a hot dog five ways just to make it through the week. I came apart. Whoa, I came apart. Oh, I count my blessing every day, but Lord knows I came apart. Sharecropper shack, 9 years old. Learned how to play the blues on on a two-string diddly bow. I came up hard. Lord knows I came up hard. About it now. But Lord knows I came apart. The door. Didn't have no bed, just a ripped blanket on the floor. I came apart. Yes, I came apart. Oh, but I ain't the only one. Lord knows I came apart. Never once got caught out behind a juke joint, and I surely learned a lot. Oh, I came up hard. Oh, yes, I really came up hard. Look at here. I think I did all right. Lord knows I came up hard. Oh, I count my blessing every day. Lord knows I came up hard. Oh, yes, I did.
To be Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy from his two-disc set, Rhythm and Blues, that came out back in 2013. Of course, he said a few discs out since that time. Before hearing Buddy Guy, we heard the Holmes Brothers from 2010 and from their disc, Feed My Soul. They did a number called Put My Foot Down. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a brand new disc from Tommy Castro. Tommy Castro is originally from San Jose. He's been on the San Francisco blues scene for many, many years. They've been performing for over 30 years now. He's on his 16th disc, and the brand new disc is called A Blues Man Came to Town. Great dynamic blues guitar playing, and also some laid back, really soulful tunes. We're going to turn to one of the latter. Here is Tommy Castro here on KRVS with I Want to Go Back Home.
What was I thinking? Who have I become? Things I swore I'd never do. I've done everyone, but that's not who I am. I'm not that kind of man. I wanna go back home. If they'll have me, I wanna see my girl. If she'll see me, been so long, maybe I was wrong. I wanna go back home. Oh yeah. Got a ring in my pocket and a question on my mind. Wonder if you'd take me back. Will I get there in time to put it on her hand? Be her loving man. I wanna go back home. If they'll have me, I wanna see my girl. If she'll see me, been so long, and maybe I was wrong. Wanna go back home. I wanna go back. Still, and she might take me back. Oh, how I hope she will. And I know, I know, I know, I know, I will never leave her. I will never leave her. No, I will never leave her. If I could just get there in time.
Tommy Castro, again from his brand new disc, A Blues Man Came to Town. It's out on Alligator Records. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, and we're going to take a look now at some of the music happening around the area. Tonight at the Hideaway on Lee in downtown Lafayette, Mid-City Maven, also this evening, Boku Boogie happening at Grouse Room. Stone Soul Revival will be at Blue Moon Saloon tonight, also this evening. Dustin Saunier and The Wanted will be playing the Rockin' Bowl. Kip Saunier will be at Buck and Johnny's in Bro Bridge also tonight. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play Kelvin's Piano Bar in Abbeville starting at 8. And the Lanya Band will be at Agave Restaurant downtown tonight starting at 6:30. And Reese Sullivan plays Tante Marie in Bro Bridge this evening. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville starting around 1 p.m. And tomorrow evening at Feed and Seed, Curly Taylor will be performing. Also tomorrow night, Chad Huval and Gracie Babineau will be playing at Tante Marie and Bro Bridge. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be at El Paso Mexican Grill on Ambassador Caffrey. Tomorrow night, music starts at 6:30. Also, let me see, we've got Curly Taylor playing for a Zydeco breakfast at Buck and Johnny's tomorrow in Bro Bridge. And then Buck and Johnny's tomorrow night, and Four Horses. Shotgun Lily plays Grouse Room tomorrow night. Also got Lane Mack plus DG and Freetown Sound will be appearing at Hideaway on Lee. And tomorrow night, Blue Moon Saloon, the New Natives Brass Band. And the Swampland String Band will be playing from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bayou Teche Brewery in Arneville. And we're going to turn next to Sunday. Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie play Rockin' Bowl. Also on Sunday, there's an album release. Madame Zin Zin will be having the album is Madame Zin Zin. They'll be having that party at the Hideaway starting at 8 p.m. A lot of local musicians involved in that project. And on at Bayou Teche Brewery Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m., Jono Frischberg will be playing. From 4 to 7 p.m., there's a Cajun Jam happening from 2 to 5 there at Bayou Teche Brewery. And Blake Miller and the Old Fashioned Aces will be playing for the Bal de Dimanche this Sunday at Vermilionville. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to something with a bit of local flavor. Something recorded a couple of years ago at Cypress House Studios in Parks, Louisiana. We're talking about a disc called My Donny, and the featured artist is Grant Dermody. He's a harp player and vocalist and composer. Grant Dermody, along on this next track, let me see, we've got Dirk Powell, helped produce this, and he's playing guitar on all the tracks on this particular disc. Also on this particular number, Corey Ledet is playing accordion. Interesting disc, interesting number. Here's Grant Dermody, Dirk Powell, and Corey Ledet doing a number called, a little piece called Corner Strut. We'll be right back.
finally getting to the corner, 47 minutes late. Something needed my attention, my baby had to wait. She ain't on the corner or in the panoramic view. There's a note on the lamppost saying, new man, we're through. Wait a minute, what? Hold on. What's going on wrong?
David Jacob Strain on guitar and vocals from a disc called Ocean or a Teardrop that came out back in 2004. That was his rendition of Soul of a Man, a number that that Blind Willie Johnson recorded back in 1930 during Johnson's last last recording session. Before hearing Jacob Strain, we heard Grant Dermody along with Kirk Powell, and also on the track we heard Corey Ledet, and this was from a disc called My Donny. They did a number for us called Corner Strut. Well, we just heard a blind Willie Johnson tune. We're going to turn to Johnson himself next year on KRVS. We're going to go to a number he recorded in his first session, which was done in Dallas on the 3rd of December back in 1927, the first of a total of five recording sessions. He is one of the most renowned slide guitar players, certainly of his era, but probably of any era when it comes to blues. Just an amazing player. He'd often intro his songs, his recordings, with slide work, which wasn't all that common at the time, but this guy he was just an astounding player. Here he is doing a number called Jesus Make Up My Dying Bed. This is an older gospel tune. Supposedly it's inspired by a piece from Psalms. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. Anyway, Blind Willie Johnson recorded it back in 1927, Charlie Patton did a version of this, Josh White, Bob Dylan, John Sebastian later, and even Led Zeppelin. Here, though, is Blind Willie Johnson from 1927.
Got married, haven't been a minute apart, but to receive all in my hand, in religion in my heart. I can ring him up easy, ring him up easy, don't make a mess. Said he ain't gone. Late the Friday evening, hanging on the cross, hanging that misery out. Oh, hanging that misery, don't make a mess. Thank you.
has that evening train been gone? How long? How long? Baby, how long? There ain't a stir at the station. Watch my baby leaving town. New and disgusted. Nowhere could peace be found. But how long? How long? Baby, how long? I can hear the whistle blowing, but I cannot see no train. And it's deep down in my heart, baby, that lies an aching pain. But how long? How long, baby, how long? Sometimes I feel so disgusting and I feel so blue that I hardly know what in this world, baby, just to do. But how long? If I could holler like I was a mountain jack, I'd go up on the mountain, I'd call my baby back. But how long? How long? Baby, how long? And if someday you're gonna be sorry that you've done me wrong, well, it'll be too late, baby. I will be gone for so long, so long, so long. My mind gets a rambling. I feel so bad thinking about the bad love that I have been. But how long?
Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, recorded in February of 1935, just a matter of weeks before Carr's passing at the age of 30 years old. Leroy Carr on piano and vocals at one of his classics, How Long, How Long. He was, they were preceded by Blind Willie Johnson. We heard Blind Willie Johnson from his first recording session done in Dallas on the 3rd of December back in 1927, doing Jesus Make Up My Dying Bed. And very, very influential recording, just an amazing piece of fabulous slide work. We're going to turn next to Dan Pickett, real name James Founty, originally from Alabama, did a lot of his recordings in Philadelphia. His guitar style was influenced to a fair degree by Tampa Red, and his vocal styles also to some degree by Tampa Red, but also probably more so by Mississippi blues man Tommy McLennan. Here is Dan Pickett, recorded in Philadelphia back in August of 1949.
When I woke up this morning, something another's gone on wrong. I woke up this morning, ooh, well, man, you know something was going on wrong. Yes, I'm looking for my woman, ooh, well, boy, she had already done left home. Wind on time in the morning, call up the Frigidell. Wind on time early in the morning, man, I'm gonna call up the Frigidell. That's the reason why. Ooh, well, boy, to keep your eyes, boy, the waving, yeah. I'm gonna start walking any morning, wine on the edge of town. Start walking any morning, ooh, well, man, wine out on the edge of town. That's the reason why, ooh, well, boy, that I don't want to admit hanging around. Now I'm going down to the grocery stores, ordering my own groceries myself. Going down to the grocery store, ooh, well, boy, ordering my own groceries myself. Now you know that's the reason why, ooh, well, boy, they keep these grocery boys waving, yeah. Bye bye, roll mister. Farewell to the state of Tennessee. Bye bye, roll mister. Farewell to the state of Tennessee. If I don't come home on that old milk train, ooh, well, child, I'll be there on that ferry seat.
Yeah, you know it ain't but one thing. You know this black man he did was wrong. Yeah, you know it ain't but one thing. Yeah, you know this black man he did was wrong. What was that? You know that's when I moved my wife and family. I moved them down on Minnetomo's phone. Yeah, you know that was four more brothers. Tom, Clarence, Harry, and Steve. Do you know them four more brothers, boy? They'll give anything the world you need. You mad Minnetom for a favor? He'll tell you go see Mr. Steve. Clown say we ain't putting down nothing lighting until Christmas Eve. That was four more brothers. Boy, them the meanest men I've ever seen. Yeah, you know that in Bart Washington County. Now them fools done fenced it in. Yeah, yeah, you know I got a telegram this morning saying my wife is dead. Show to Mr. Moise, go ahead, lighting. Do you know, boy, you got a power in. That white man said it's been raining. Yes, and I'm way behind. I may let you bury that woman sound. One of these old dinner times, I told him no, Mr. Moe. Said if you ain't able to fly, Sam, step there and grab your hoe. And I had to cry. I stepped off to myself and I cried like this. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
listening to me good. You knew you had a little brown jersey. I'm talking about a cotton. She walked to the fence in low cotton. Whoa. She walked up to the fence in low. You know she was letting know it's gonna be hell to tell a captain. Anyway, you meet that man Tomo.
Lightning Hopkins recorded in Houston back in December of 1967. One of his renditions of Tom Moore Blues about a man that owned a plantation around Navasota, Texas. Before we heard Lightning Hopkins, we heard Dan Pickett from 1949 doing a number called Something's Gone Wrong. You're listening to the Blues Box. We broadcast here at KRVS at 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with more blues, so keep that dial at 88.7. FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Here's Dave and Phil Alvin from a disc called Common Ground doing a rendition of a Big Bill Brunsey number called Saturday Night Rub.
Support comes from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's Traditional Music Program, featuring a curriculum that provides student musicians who learn by ear from local professionals an opportunity to improve their craft in styles such as blues, bluegrass, Cajun, and Zydeco. For more information about music degree programs and concentrations, course offerings, and upcoming student ensemble performances, the website is music.louisiana.edu.